Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Don't forget, an all-new Run Number Flirting coming up at 7:30. But right now, I want to tell you, I feel like I saved a dog's life yesterday.
You told me this earlier.
This was a big moment in my life. And you see this stuff on the news where people leave their dogs in the cars, okay? And I saw this bad story the other day about how dog didn't have...
A worst-case scenario.
Right, worst-case scenario. Right? And so I'm getting ready to go to the gym. I park. And as I'm walking up, I see a girl get out of her car. She's getting ready to go to the gym. And I see this little puppy dog in the back seat with his little paws clickily clacking on the back window. And he's like, get me out of here. And I couldn't believe what she was doing. So I said something to her. And I could tell.
And he's looking to you for help.
No, he was. When the dog looked at me, I could hear him say, help me, stranger. And I said, dog whose name I don't know, I will rise up and save your life today.
So what'd you do?
And so I went up to the girl and I said, excuse me. She's like, yeah. And I'm like, and I pointed to her back seat. I'm like, yo, there's a dog.
You say it just like that.
No, I left out the yo part, okay?
I was gonna say.
But I said, there's a dog in your back seat, you know, like it's 80 degrees outside. She's like, well, I'm only going to go inside and work out for 30 minutes.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, it's only 30 minutes. It turns into 3 hours.
You know, and then the window's only going to be cracked a couple inches. And I looked at her like, what are you talking about? Like, it's 80 degrees out. Don't leave your dog in the back of the car. Long story short, she kind of put up a hissy fit, and then she ended up getting in the car and leaving. And I said, you're welcome, dog. And as the dog rode off in the back seat, I could tell it gave me a wave and said,
like,
thank you, stranger.
No, I mean, it's, you know, you have to be responsible as a pet parent. It's like a child. You wouldn't leave a kid in your car in the hot sun wearing a coat, because it's essentially the same kind of thing.
Yeah, you're not going to put a fur coat on your kid when it's 80 degrees outside.
Good for you.
I felt good rising up for Dog Nation yesterday and saving a dog's life.
But it's awkward when you like have to interview on a stranger like that. It's a weird moment.
Exactly. Good morning. What do you want to say?
I would say that you're an awesome person because I love animals and I hate to see them get hurt.
Well, yeah, and I couldn't believe this person, you know, was about to leave their dog in the car with the windows rolled up as they're about to go work out. And I said, nuh-uh, not today.
Oh, that is so awful, because I just saw something on the news about...
Exactly. You don't even have to say, don't even go there. I know what you're about to say. I don't like sad dog stories, but yeah. Hey, we appreciate the call. I tell you what, I'm just glad the puppy police was where they needed to be yesterday, and that was in the fitness gym parking lot.
I'm going to get you a little sheriff's badge.
Yeah, please do. You're welcome, puppy, who I'll never know. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.